97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's time for Beer 30. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the house. You can check out their podcast at Google Play and iTunes, or follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Hi, guys. We're already drinking. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we're already
drinking. Sorry, you guys were going while I was talking. I better get
you're in. Doing an intro. We're taking sips.
I don't really like the tone in your voice, as if we've already been drinking as a surprise and or a concern. Of course we've already been
neither.
Drinking.
It's neither, but right. I felt left out. Let's just be honest.
Oh.
Well, if you're going to trick me into an intervention, this is the way to do it.
Well.
What we have in front of us today is from the San Diego Brewery, Stone.
Yes.
Brewing Company.
You've been familiar with their products.
You may or may not have seen them on the shelf. This this one in particular is their Tangerine Express.
It's not considering how the last Stone review went, I was very intrigued to see this pop up.
Yeah, this was the that was the Scorpion Bowl.
Oh, that was recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was very intrigued to see this pop up on the old queue, as it were.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, you know, the tangerine and the citrus flavor is so prevalent now. It makes sense. You're finding it everywhere, all sorts of beers. Everyone who you know, years ago didn't believe the hype as far as a citrus-forward beer is now doing.
Yeah, it's everywhere
now. Citrus-forward beer. So clearly it's a style that people like. So I'm not surprised to see Stone dabbling in some fruit-forward beers. This, if we go through the AATMF, which is aroma, appearance, taste, mouthfeel, and finish, this beer, when you pour it out into this beautiful glass, you get a really nice light color, but it's actually, there's a little bit of a haze to it. It's a little cloudy, and I don't know if they're trying to accomplish a little bit of the haze craze, with mouthfeel that creates a little softer mouthfeel, but this is really, it's got good color. I mean, it's got a little slight orange hue to it, but for the most part, it's good. But, you know, the problem I'm seeing already is that the head retention is already dying off.
Non-existent. Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, whether people like it or not, you know, when you get served a beer at your local watering hole or whatever, you know, the idea of the foam on the beer, the head on the beer, it's meant to, you know, keep the aroma into the beer. I mean, that's really what the design of it is. So, you know, getting, an inch of foam on your beer is not a bad thing.
Right.
A lot of people in bars will complain they're not getting a full beer, and it equates to less than an ounce, so it's not a big deal. But at the end of the day, that's design, that carbonation is there, and it really helps keep the aroma in the beer. So that's important. So the fact that this one's dissipating so quickly is already kind of a red flag.
I think the color and the cloudiness in this comes from the fact that they pureed whole tangerines.
Mm-hmm.
Skin, pith,
right,
all of it.
Fruit, oils,
all of it. So I think there's a lot of that that's making the color go. The nose is still there.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is.
The nose is still there.
Well, now that you said that the whole tangerine is in there, I can taste the bitterness of the skin and everything that goes around it.
Which is desirable in this beer.
Right.
Otherwise, I think it would be incredibly sweet.
Right.
Right.
And it doesn't feel that way now. Yeah. There is a nice bitterness, and there is an acidity in this that I assume must come from the pineapple. Because if you didn't say pineapple, I wouldn't figure that it's in there, but there is like an acidity here that is just a like another note that I'm picking up.
You know, I will say this about this beer, it is well balanced, across the board between the bitterness and the citrus and everything in between. And that's not what Stone's known for. Is known for big, bold flavors. For them to have a little gentler hand, in the pureed tangerines and the hops and everything else, like it's got a good amount of alcohol burn, 75 IBUs. So it's really, it does not taste quite as bitter as 75 would allow.
No. And we've had beers recently here that were less IBUs than this that tasted more bitter than this.
Yes, for sure.
Well, there's a sweetness in the finish too. I think that's what kind of helps balance that bitterness out, right? Yeah. Like, because it doesn't, there is some, you know, and I would argue, like, I do like Stone beers. I can't have them all the time. I would argue that balance is something they do, but it's balance in excess. Everything is excessively done.
Right.
Right. So it's like, it's not necessarily approachable. You know what I mean? And so I think that's ultimately like what one of their, I mean, they're obviously wildly popular.
Yeah.
Of course. They're one of the largest California breweries.
Subtlety probably isn't the right word, but I appreciate what the tangerine brings to this beer. I think if you were to like, I just think that it's like the perfect amount in it because they use the pith and the rind and all of those things there. Because there is a lot of oil in the actual peel.
Oh, for sure.
Right? And so it can change the mouthfeel a lot. And so I think, like, you know, why extract only one note from the fruit It makes a ton of sense here. I think it's I think it's really well done.
For sure. If you're a big bitter fan, you're still going to like the beer. It's not as fruit forward as the name says. But if you're a fruit forward fan, you're also going to find that it's a good balance between having still having some of that sweetness and a little bit of the bitterness and it not being overwhelming either direction. So I give a thumbs up. I'd have it again.
All right.
Thumbs up for me too.
Yep. I'm going to go thumbs up. 2-2.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There you go.
I would drop the mic, but it's on a arm.
Yeah, you can't do that. Plus, spike it, super baby. Expensive.
So. Yeah, those are really expensive.
Yeah, don't
mics.
Do that.
So not like our cheap podcast mics.
Speaking of,
we have a podcast.
You have a podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Tell us about it.
It's called Sports Meets Beer. Meat like the protein, M-E-A-T-S. You can reach us if you have any questions or comments or...
political statements, songs, poems, rock anthems, power ballads, ditties, haikus, sonnets, any of that stuff. Reach out to us.
Yeah, sportsmeetsbeer@gmail.com.